Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Gold Radio Cafe. It's Friday, March 8th, 2013, and welcome to the Gold and Silver Financial Review. My name is Bosco Kacharovich, and this program is brought to you by Central Metals, your gold and silver bullion dealer. Our website is centralmetalscorp.com. Our phone number is 800-649-6722. Our email address is mail@centralmetalscorp.com. We will be accepting email questions during the program, so you could just send those by email, and we can address them on air. Today, Jeff Dunphy is not going to be joining us. He has some other things to take care of. So I'm just going to go over some of the news headlines, answer a couple of questions that I have, and give you guys some quotes. Right now, we have gold trading at $1575.33. One of the important numbers that came out today is the monthly payroll numbers. Apparently, there's been a surge in jobs to 236,000 in February. So apparently they say the unemployment rate is down to 7.7%. We've discussed those numbers before on this program, and there's a lot of different ways to look at those numbers. There's some indicators that they don't use that they used to use, and so on. So we don't really put much merit in those monthly numbers. Besides, we're here for long-term investing, not monthly indicators. But regardless, as you can see what happened, if you look at the gold chart this morning, as soon as the numbers came out, gold got knocked down about $20, and so did silver and the U.S. dollar. The stock market went up and so on. And what happened shortly afterwards, maybe an hour, hour and a half later, gold starts to rally again, and now we're about back. We're just a couple dollars lower than the opening for today. So gold just bounced right back this morning after these numbers came out. Silver, let me get you a price for silver here, is trading at $29. Same thing for silver. Silver got knocked down early this morning about 50 cents or so, and it bounced right back about an hour, hour and a half later, and now we're silver is a little bit higher than its opening price. So the precious metals are telling us that these markets are not as healthy as they say, and I believe that we're forming a bottom here, as I mentioned before. For those of you that have the ability to buy more or to increase your position in precious metals, especially physical precious metals, now is a good time to do that, because I think we're going to be going much higher in the long term. And this is because of a few things, okay? Let me just give our listeners here some quotes on the market for those of you that are interested. The S&P 500 is up 3.62 at 1,547.88. The Dow Jones is up 44.91 at 14,374. Crude oil is down 40 cents at 91.16. And we have the euro currency is also down a little bit at 1.298. Okay. Just to address some of the questions I've had from some financial professionals in the industry regarding the gold market. Many of you have seen the miners in a severe correction and physical gold and silver as well. Now, what's happening in the market, which we discussed on this program many times, is that the expansion of money and credit by the Fed, and not only the Fed, all central banks around the world, is going to cause an increase in inflation or possibly even hyperinflation. And I just want to make a few points here. We even have, I believe, on CNBC this week, Warren Buffett came out, and he's concerned about an inflationary explosion and a market reaction. Okay, so what's happening is the Federal Reserve is printing $85 billion a month to bail out the mortgage market and the Treasury. So what they're doing is they're pumping $85 billion a month into the market, okay, to keep the system rolling. Well, the knockoff effect of that is going to be higher inflation. Okay, so the U.S. is in a huge amount of debt. Okay, they have created roughly, where is it here? Since 2008, the amount of new funds issued that are being pumped into the banking system is about $2.5 trillion, and this doesn't include the bailouts. Okay, we have a number of the social programs are underfunded. Okay, and we have one of the supposed to be one of the biggest manufacturing cities in the United States, Detroit, Michigan, is actually on the verge of bankruptcy. Okay, so, and which company has their headquarters right downtown in Detroit is General Motors. And you all know the old saying, as General Motors goes, so goes America. Well, if Detroit is on the verge of bankruptcy, that doesn't say much for the automotive industry. And I know we've heard a lot of, you know, talk about the automakers have paid out their bailout and so on. I really don't have any specific information on that, but I've heard some talk through the grapevines that all they did was just move money around and got a loan from somewhere else to pay the government back. So regardless, the fact is that how can the automotive industry be healthy if unemployment numbers are still high and Detroit is going bankrupt? Okay, so there's something wrong there. Okay, another thing, we mentioned Warren Buffett. Regarding portfolio allocation for gold and silver, right now, what you want to do is, if it's suitable for you and if you are a long-term investor, you might want to add positions to your precious metals portfolio, even in the mining sector. Now, last week we mentioned that the HUI index, which is the unhedged miners index, was at a low that hasn't been realized since 2008. Okay, where gold bullion was much higher than its low in 2008. Okay, so if you just go on to Yahoo Finance and you can pull up the charts and compare. So basically what that's saying is that the miners are severely undervalued. The fundamentals to drive physical gold higher are all there. Central banks around the world are buying gold. We have an article that we posted on our website this week that shows, Russia, where is it? Korea. Korea joins Russia, Kazakhstan in boosting gold holdings. So there's a number of central banks around the world that are increasing their gold holdings. According to the World Gold Council, many central banks have increased their holdings by about 17%, okay, since 2011. Okay, so central banks around the world can see what's coming. They can see that the money printing is there. We're basically entering a currency war, and there's a book by James Rickards on the currency wars. I haven't read the book yet, but I heard a lot of great reviews on it. So any of you that are interested, read that book and you could see exactly how currency values are going to be affecting your lifestyle and your investments as well. Now, as the currencies go down, okay, it's going to reflect in higher asset prices. So you might see that the stock market or the stock market indexes are going up, but it's not going up on balance sheet health. In other words, it's going up because the dollar value is decreasing. Okay, similar to, like we mentioned before many times on this program, a loaf of bread today is the same loaf of bread it was 50 years ago. Okay, how come it costs 10 times more? It's the same loaf of bread. The loaf of bread doesn't change. The value of the currency changes. Okay, same with gold. An ounce of gold today is the same ounce of gold it was 50 years ago. The currency that it's being measured in is changing. So as a investor, what you want to do is you want to maintain your currency value and your and how it relates to your standard of living, purchasing food and energy, especially if you're living on a fixed income. You want to be careful that the real price of inflation, which the government doesn't include in Canada or the U.S. In the CPI numbers, they exclude food and energy. Well, if you're living on a fixed income, food and energy is pretty much what you spend your money on every day. Okay, so you want to be careful with that. Back to the portfolio allocation. What you want to do is if you do have a healthy portfolio and you're a long-term investor and you have investable funds available, you might want to add to your position. You know, don't go overboard, but you might want to look at adding some more money to a precious metals fund or some miners and so on. Physical gold is always should be a part of your portfolio. And you have to understand that the portion of your gold portfolio is insurance. Okay, so what you want to do is allocate a certain percentage of your portfolio as insurance, because if the hyperinflation does come about, which it looks like it's headed in that direction, we're going to have some serious problems in all currencies around the world. Another article here that I'm looking at is here, see central banks buying. Okay, central banks have been buying gold bullion at 48-year highs. Okay, this is from the this is the article from the World Gold Council that they've increased 17% more of their holdings just in 2011. So this is the most they've increased since 1964, they say. So central banks around the world are net buyers of gold. And what we have here is an inflation problem, an expansion of money and credit by central banks, and that's going to work its way into the cost of living. So, again, I want to just look at some funds here. Okay, just a comparison, folks. First off, the Warren Buffett's investment there, the Berkshire Hathaway. Okay, as we have a chart on our website that we posted a couple weeks ago. If you invested $100,000 in gold in the year 2000, you would have, year-to-date, right now, $600,000, okay? So six times your investment. If you invested $100,000 in Warren Buffett stock in the year 2000, you would have $285,000 today, let's say. Okay, so in the past 13 years, gold has by far outperformed Warren Buffett stock. So what does that mean? That means the general stock market, okay, even value investing, which Warren Buffett is known for, can't beat inflation, can't fight the Fed, as they say, because the Federal Reserve is going to print money. Okay, your best bet is to just buy gold and silver and just stay still. Don't trade. Don't go in and out. Just accumulate. If you followed that strategy over the past 13 years, you would have outperformed some of the smartest investment minds in the industry. Again, this is a 13-year period, so it's not that short, but it's not even that long. I mean, if you compare gold to Warren Buffett's stock over a 20 or 30-year period, yes, Warren Buffett's stock outperforms. But I think we're entering a new era now, and it's obvious since in the past 13 years we've seen an incredible increase in gold, and I believe it's going to continue. Now, looking at a general equities fund in Canada, a balanced Canadian equity fund, I just pulled up, I don't want to name the name of the fund, but it's a typical balanced Canadian equity fund. The five-year return of this fund is 0.83%. Okay, the industry average is 2.8. So it's a little bit lower than the industry average. The industry average over a 20-year period of a Canadian balanced equity fund is 6.2%. Okay. Now, if we go over to a precious metals fund by the same company, the five-year return on the industry average is minus 1.32%. Okay. But the 20-year return is 12.75%. Okay, so that's more than double the return over a 20-year period than the balanced Canadian equity fund. So anyone who's looking at balancing a portfolio, okay, I would recommend that keep a portion of your investments in precious metals. If you already have it, leave it there. If you want to add a little bit more, I think you would be adding it at a discount, so it would be a good trade because the miners are basically way undervalued. If the fundamentals for gold are so strong, the miners are going to be the best place to realize a profit. Okay. Again, investing in specific mining companies is very difficult, and there's a lot of research involved. If you have a good financial planner and it could recommend to you some good precious metals funds that have, solid returns and good management, then that might be the best place to go. So basically, really nothing needs to be done. Stay the course. If you have more funds available, buy precious metals now. The fundamentals are all in favor of precious metals. We even had John Paulson, who was one of the most popular or one of the best hedge fund managers in the world. He has actually, his fund is down about 26%, okay? However, he says he's not going to make any changes, and he has actually about 85% of Paulson's money, it says in this article on MinesWeb, 85% of Paulson's money is in gold shares. Okay, so this isn't some fly-by-night analyst. This is a guy who's been managing money for many, many years. He's well-respected in the industry, and he's got 85% of his funds in gold shares. He also is holding the Spider Gold Trust. Okay, I'm not a big fan of ETFs. I'd rather hold the physical. That's what we do here at Central Metals. But, another article here. Let me just get it out here. There's George Soros has also purchased gold recently. And Kyle Bass, who is also another prominent hedge fund manager, purchased physical gold bullion, I believe, last year. So with that, folks, we see a lot of issues facing the financial markets, and the safest place to be right now is gold and silver, and I think that we're This is a good buying opportunity for those of you who want to get invested, get some assets into gold. Now is a good time because I think we're going to see some significant rises in the near future. Just for an example, in 2008, when the market crashed, we had gold funds go down about 30% or so. But what happened in early 2009, those markets recovered rather quickly, and some of these precious metals funds returned like 100, 150% within a year. Okay, I think that we're at a similar crossroads right now, and that we could see the mining index and these precious metals funds make some serious gains over the next couple years. So basically stay the course, and I wish you all the best. If you have any specific questions, just give me a call. I'd be happy to sit down with you or discuss the issue with you in private. Some of the other news that we have going on this week, we have, let's see here. Bear with me for a second here, folks. I just have to pull up some information here. Oh, the issue about a new bull market. There's a new bull market being created because Japan, the Central Bank of Japan, has recently decided to start expanding their money supply and increasing credit. So this is the fourth largest economy in the world. They're going to be following the example of the U.S. Printing money and bailing out financial institutions and so on. So I think they're creating a whole new market, a whole new market demand for gold. People in Japan are going to want to preserve their wealth and their purchasing power, so they're going to eventually figure out it's time to go to gold. Their neighbors in China have already been buying gold for many, many years now. Singapore as well is going to be the next great gold hub. So this is a newborn gold market in Japan. I believe that there's going to be a lot of market opportunities in gold over there. So, it's all about the money, folks. Central banks are printing money. They don't have no other choice right now. So you want to preserve your wealth and your purchasing power. You need to have a portion of your portfolio in physical gold, maybe another portion in precious metals funds or precious metal stocks, and you can consult your financial planner for that. So that's all we're going to talk about this week for folks, and we'll see you again next week. I want to thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll have Jeff Dunphy available next week. We can discuss some economic issues and get into the markets a little bit deeper. Again, this is Bosco Kacharovich from Central Metals Corp. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 800-649-6722. We are your international gold and silver bullion dealer. Thank you, folks, and have a good day. Goodbye.